I'm about to get abducted.
What's going on?
It's getting really bright out there.
Oh, they finally came.
It was literally so dark and it's just getting brighter and brighter.
Let's go outside. Let's greet them. They deserve a proper greeting.
Let's give them a drink.
Let's give them a drink. See what happens. Let's fucking party with them. Let's play Beat Saber and drink at Long Island's with them.
By the way, turns out, even when I'm shit-faced, I'm still pretty good at Beat Saber.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Cotton Eye Joe, very fun song.
No, I never played that. You played that.
Very
fucking
fun song, yes.
Yeah, Taylor has the mods. You can like play any song that people update. Upload.
Yeah, we can't do it.
Well, we can, but the software is for some reason not working right now.
I should have peed.
Oh my God, Matthew.
He does this all the time. Hey. We're ready to go, and then he has to stop.
Hey, sorry, no turning back now, though. You know, I'm going for it. Welcome to TFR News.
I was going to do like a cool echo on the back of that.
Oh, that's what you're doing?
Yeah.
I didn't get that. You're supposed to go like,
No, you can like do it so T, and we go with T.
Okay, give me a T.
T.
Give me an F.
F.
Give me an R.
U.
It's news. Not you.
But I said F
you. I know what you fucking said.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Daz.
What do you call a magician that lost his magic?
Shin?
Ian.
Oh, I was close.
Yeah, I was like, it took me a really long time to be like, okay, my magician minus the M, minus the A.
I was on the right track. I was on the right track, though.
Yes.
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 So, how are you two doing?
I'm good. Okay.
Oh, by the way. My name, in case you didn't know, is Matthew.
No one cares.
And I'm here with Josh.
Hi.
And I'm here with Cassandra.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you all. It's great that we've gathered here again today, this commune, for talking about the weird and spooky that's happening.
We're gathered here today.
Go ahead. Keep going. You have the floor, buddy. Spotlight's on you. Here.
Please get that out of my face.
In the house of our Lord and Savior.
Who is that?
You're going to burst in the flame. Stop.
The lamp.
You're going to catch on fire.
Space. Lamp. Thunderbird Jesus?
Okay, what the? No.
Yeah. Thunderbird Jesus.
Thunderbird Jesus. Okay, so I got most of my news today. I mean, just about all my news is pretty lighthearted today. Couldn't find too much. No one died by some random avalanche.
You're telling me that, like, talking about cryptid and, like, spooky news is heavy hearted?
I mean, if in case someone dies, maybe, yeah. I mean,
that's lighthearted.
What the fuck? Remember, like, a week or two ago, when we talked about the murder in that house, and the guy said a gin did it? You don't remember that at all?
That's lighthearted.
Not at all.
Because you know what's light? A gin. Lighter than air.
Probably. Probably weightless. Probably really is.
Hydrogen.
Hi.
Hi.
So, I'm going to go ahead and get into some news. Well, let's see.
You do it, babe.
What do I want to talk about first? I could talk about how we kind of discovered a whole other fucking species of Homo sapiens. Well, it's not Homo sapiens. It's Homo something else. You know we found a new species?
How I'm the best.
You know we found a new species?
What is it?
What do they call it? Homo...
So
Matt. Longy or something like that?
You drew it out too long. You left it out hanging there.
I know. I'm fucking pitiful.
You
know
do
what?
This to yourself.
Why don't you run this podcast?
Here, all right, folks.
Well, that's the first news. I mean, it's
read
not.
Better than
it's
you.
Not really news. I just wanted to mention that we found something else that we don't know if it's Homo sapien related or if it's the Denisovans related and or whatnot. But people are like, "Oh my god, a new type of ancestor we breeded with." And
you say,
"Who knows?"
What
Denisovans?
So I'm in charge
it's
of this episode.
A bunch of dentists?
No. Oh. Even though they only found. Oh no, they didn't find a tooth. They found a fingernail or a finger bone, something. I don't know. Hey, man, it's just different types
I'm
of ancestors.
Say bone and not a nail.
Well, yeah.
Is that I'm doing the episode now?
No, you're not. Give me that.
And that's it, folks. Thanks for listening. I've
been Cassandra. I'm going to project sign off now.
Too early. So, next piece of news here that I just kind of want to briefly touch over from tweaktown.com, which sounds where you like people just shoot up, you know?
I think of Tweak from South Park. He has his own town. Yeah.
He doesn't have his own coffee place, not town.
Yeah.
Declassified Australian UFO report involves cat-faced and dwarf aliens.
Oh my god, that sounds so cute.
Now tell me. Well, you know,
what
would
you do if
I guess,
came home with one of those and I'm like, babe, got another pet?
See, it says, well, do you think it's cat-faced aliens and dwarf aliens, or they're combining the two, like cat-faced and dwarf aliens, like
probably
as one thing?
One thing is what I took it as.
Okay. So
that's what I
because at first reading it I thought this would be like absolutely terrifying seeing a gigantic cat faced alien.
What if it's like the man dog from Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
What if it's like man bear
pig? Yeah, could be, huh?
Man bear pig?
It could be man bear pig, half man, half bear, half pig. That's true. That is the recipe for a man bear pig. But no, cat faced and dwarf aliens. Now, would you
I don't know, the way they put the "and" in there.
I think it's two separate entities. Mm. But what would you do if you saw a cat-faced alien?
Well, it'd be my first time seeing an alien in general. So I'd
okay, we're off to a good start. I'll note that down.
My pants.
Okay.
And then I'd probably pass away.
I don't know. What would you do if you saw that thing?
No.
Okay. So two steps.
Ew.
When an alien
don't
greets
show
a
me
human
that ever
on
again.
Earth, poo a little. Make sure I emphasize the little.
A
and
little.
Pass away.
Yes. I would like a
pink
casket.
Well, the human
casket.
Race is done for if yes. that's what their step is.
No, that's my step. I'm a very. No.
You don't speak for the other 7 billion.
No, I don't.
Okay, that's fair.
Why did you give me such an extra long straw? Like,
it's just the first one I grabbed. I thought you needed it. You're so short.
He doesn't think it through. He just grabs what his little hand grabs. Okay, Josh is deep throating a straw right now.
That's you, man. That's not me.
If you puke, I'm not cleaning it up.
Yeah, come on. We've had enough of that. So the 58-page document outlines several interesting pieces of information surrounding unidentified flying objects or
UAPs.
UFOs.
UFOs. Isn't a UAP the thing?
Yeah, it is. But
so you can't laugh at me.
Well,
I thought
no,
that's where you were going
well, no,
with
what
it.
What happens is if you say it, spell it out like that, basically, unidentified flying object, then you just abbreviate it.
No, I know.
Or other way around.
But then you said
UFOs,
or, so I thought we were talking about the other option.
Well,
you didn't specify.
Oh, I didn't God. Have to.
Are you going to also read us all 50 pages?
Oh, all 58? I'll do it if you keep
talking.
I'll
go take a nap.
No, but... For instance, page 24 features an introduction that states a list of three weapon systems that were extracted from data analyses.
Is that it?
I think so. Of 1,000 reports of UFO landings or near UFO landings, the report states that the creatures or objects outlined in the cases possess, quote unquote, a device to interfere with electrical circuits, a device to induce paralysis, and a heat ray. Under the stalled engines, it reads on page 27 that a vehicle stalled within the vicinity of a transparent mushroom-shaped object that had occupants inside with cat-like faces. Yeah. Page 32
features...
Are you sure
the guy didn't have mushrooms?
Oh, the mushroom-shaped object was a mushroom. Mm-hmm. Ah, got it. Maybe. I don't know. We have to ask these guys. Because this is just reports from individuals.
Send them a DM.
All right.
Slide into the DMs.
Page 32 features case 144 from France, which states that two individuals came to contact with two dwarfs who used an object to paralyze one of the individuals. The paralyzed individual was unable to move or talk until the light was shut off, which sounds just like what I mentioned.
Like a beam in the UFO stuff,
exactly.
Right?
The Chupa Chupas from Skinwalker series. Yeah, when I talk about, you know, couldn't move at all until the beam was off of them. And when the beam was on them, it kind of burnt them and their flesh fell off and... God knows what the hell else happened to him. You okay, Josh? Okay, what? Crying. Your
I
eyes are
rubbing
all...
my, I was rubbing
he
my eye.
He just loves you so much.
Your eyes are all watery and whatnot.
I was rubbing my eye because I had something in them.
I'm going to need more of this if this keeps up.
Mm. Keeps up? When does it stop?
Yeah. Here, Josh, you drink it.
Give me a pack. I'm dying. I need my antidote.
Choke, bitch.
Damn. So, yeah, I just want to say that Australia just declassified a lot of documents about UFOs and cat-faced and dwarf aliens.
Cool.
Ain't that fucking sweet?
Yeah.
Hell
you know,
yeah.
You know who else apparently declassified a report on UFOs?
Your butthole.
Josh, any guesses?
Nope.
United States did.
Cool.
Did you read it?
Nope.
Did you read all? Guess how many pages it was?
50.
209.
Oh.
9 whopping fucking pages of the UFO report from the U.S.
Yeah, because
which...
all of their 102 pages were secretly shredded or something. I don't know.
Well, weird. Yeah, I mean, they didn't go into much detail. I know this has been talked about for some time now because it's been out for weeks and weeks and weeks, but we haven't really covered it too much. But all it really is we don't know what it is.
Oh, okay,
That's just what it is. We're not sure what they are. They don't say that they, you know, it could or could not be aliens, but also they don't say it could or could not be black budgeted programs that we don't want to talk about. Hell, maybe even the government doesn't know about these certain projects. I believe they probably aren't. Or, yeah, they don't know. But I just want to touch over that. UFO report is out, and you can go to Mystery Wire. You can go to a bunch of different places, probably the Debrief. You can go to Mysterious Universe or whatever, and look up the report yourself and basically read 9 pages of we don't know. And that's exactly what everybody was expecting. But after that report came out, Jeremy Corbell, which I've talked about before, and this also comes from MysteryWire.com, released some footage that he claims is from the USS Omaha, which is some of the other footage I've shown you guys in the in the past about, about like the UFO radar that had a bunch of blips on it. And some other, the night vision one, which seemed like some flashing triangle going through the sky. So this is USS Omaha, July of 2019, just like the other two, the Viper Deck visual video. Now, what it shows is what seems to be a bunch of red blips that someone on the deck had taken in the night sky. And I'll go ahead and just play for you guys so you can get a little gist of what I'm talking about here. Here is the video.
Nice wind.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that good footage?
From my angle, I couldn't see anything.
No, there's not much going on, and I'm not sure. Like, it could have been, I mean, it very well probably is footage from the deck and of UFOs, but there's nothing about that video that is very surprising to me at all. It goes on to say in the article here, by itself, the video is far from conclusive, but the odd, unidentified lights have positioned themselves above and around the USS Omaha in July of 2019, and it represents one of the best documented UFO cases ever. More than 6 minutes of the night sky video was recorded by the Omaha's Viper, the Visual Information Personnel Team, an onboard intelligence unit tasked with visually documenting significant events. But the lights are not the only evidence. Quote, what's important about it... Did my voice just disappear?
Wow. Are you finally hitting puberty?
That was my fucking soul leaving. Like, I am fed up with this. Quote, what's important about it is that you see lights in the sky, investigative filmmaker Jeremy Corbell said. Sure, okay, but it's the origin of this, the provenance of it, the information that goes with it. We don't know whose they were. And it's not that they had, like, super extreme performance. It was that they were brazen. Corbell released snippets of the video several days ago. Materials released previously paint a more complete picture of the events during that period. The USS Omaha and at least eight other Navy ships in the same area were surrounded, sometimes swarmed, by as many as 100 unknown objects over several days. On the Omaha's thermal imaging sensors, the crew observed a large sphere that mirrored the ship's course for more than an hour. Another image captured by the same Viper team shows the radar system detected multiple objects, as many as 14 at one point during the same time period. And that's what I briefly touched on the last two episodes ago. The video shot from the deck by the same team proves the incident wasn't a sensor glitch and that the objects were real. That's about the biggest takeaway I can take from this, is that it just lends more credence that whatever was happening was truly happening and it wasn't just a malfunction of sorts.
So they say.
So they say. I mean, a lot of corroborating evidence here and a lot of it really coincides with one another. But obviously, I'm not on the board of the USS Omaha. I'm not part of the Viper team. I have no fucking clue.
I don't know. I don't trust anything the government puts out.
I mean,
I think it's all fucking doctored, and they're just
keeping us entertained with the light stuff.
I mean, yeah, very well could be.
I mean, they're already fucking lighthearted, but also visually.
They're already sacrificing a bunch of us, the fucking reptilian, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Why do you think so many people go disappear in fucking national forests?
They're probably getting fed.
You think that's
the
reason why? What if it's Sasquatch kidnapping them to breed with them?
I don't believe that. It's either that, or it's either government, or it's the Pukwudgies.
The Pukwudgies? God, I haven't heard about them in quite some time.
Hey, Bridgewater Triangle, that's what they're blamed for, because there's... Well, no, not disappearances. The Bridgewater Triangle, a bunch of people fall off cliffs, and they blame the Pukwudgies, because there's an odd amount of people that fall off cliffs.
Just sounds like an easy scheme of murder.
Yeah.
Push someone off, kill them, and just blame it on a Pukwudgie.
Yep.
And they'd be like, you know what? You're probably right. As your hands got like fucking scratches and blood on them from the other guy
like
trying to save himself.
That'd be an easy murder to get away with.
Yeah.
Just pushing someone over a cliff. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
They got a security camera on that cliff? Probably not.
I don't know. I have no fucking clue.
Just saying.
I'd put one there. Some CCTV camera of some sort.
You don't need to. There's the birds.
Yep.
You know, I'm glad you said that because I got a story to tell.
I know you do.
I got a story to tell. It's actually the next one coming up here.
Wow. It's like I planned that.
So to close this
good
off.
Segue.
Yeah. To close this Hobbler. Off, though, it says there were a few different colors within the lights that were white. That white was described, but also like a blue and a red. Red, white, and blue. Okay,
of course,
this
white would be described.
This is still Corbell saying, you know, red, white, and blue, baby. I wish these were ours.
Ew. Gross. Jesus
fucking Christ.
Yeah. He's a character. I mean, granted, again, it's good evidence, but he is quite a character. Quote, which, by the way, that's been completely ruled out by our own military investigations through the Office of Naval Intelligence, the Pentagon, the Department of Defense. These are not ours. We do not know where they're launched from. We do not know where they went to. None of them were captured. We do not know whose they were. End quote.
Scary.
At one point, with them just repetition, just telling me this over and over and over again, will I finally just lean into it and just fucking believe it? That this really isn't ours? Because that's all I keep hearing. And I keep hearing it from government officials and other civilians of sort. And I mean, a civilian, I mean, you might not think.
Believe it or not, it's not going to change nothing. So.
I mean, that's true. Well, I mean, maybe. I don't know right now.
Oh, if you believe, then all of a sudden we'll just have the means and the ability to prove all this shit.
That seems pretty simple.
You just gotta believe.
Seems pretty, well, look at that poster right there. Is that inspiration?
It's like when you believe in Santa and then he can fly a sleigh.
Exactly. Elf proves that this is how you do it. Mm. So everybody just believe.
So the aliens just need us to believe in them so their ships can fly.
The aliens are Santa. They can already get into our houses.
What if that's what it is? What if it's like we believe in them so their ships can fly out of the water? But then perhaps maybe then we see a documented video and we're just like, no, I don't believe the government's lying. And then
it just falls back.
It falls back down.
Ah, fuck!
Of course, that'd have to be a live stream then.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't
know.
Pretty unpredictable way to fuel your flight.
Yeah.
Your aircraft.
The whole civilization of alien gray is like, you know, I have the best propulsion. Let's just
human
corroborate
belief.
It around everyone else just believing in us, believing is power. And they all cheer and high five and kiss. And whatnot,
yeah,
and then they can go wherever the fuck they want. Yeah. I mean, what if they're out in the middle of, I don't know, what if they're a million light years away and we just stop believing on them and they're just stranded?
Yeah, I guess so.
They just stop.
If only the humans believed in us again. They must do something to enjoy them again.
I know. Crop circles, guys.
Bring those back.
Yeah. There was a crop circle not too long, well, kind of a crop circle not too long ago that was reported, and a guy said he saw a big light above it.
I think you mean...
He saw the big light.
You say crop circle, I think you mean Jim and his cousin Billy.
Well, I mean, there are a lot that seem really hard to determine how the hell they were made at the time they were made. Astonishing Legends has a pretty good 3 or 4 part series on it.
There are so many videos about how to actually make intricate crop circles.
Well, I mean, I can believe how to make them, but if, you know, if it's a night where, say, it was heavily monitored and it wasn't there one night and it was there the next night and that whole day was nothing but just torrential downpour and fucking high winds, I mean, it makes it a little difficult, especially if you don't find any footprints or anything else that's whatever you call a corn stalk being bent over like that. I mean, sure, you can see how to build it, but there's other factors at play.
So you believe in crop circles?
I don't know about that.
Oh, well, then what the fuck was that spiel for?
I mean, I just might not believe in all of them.
Mm. I don't believe them.
Do you believe in magic?
Yeah, why are they just just landing in, like, you know, corn? Why aren't they landing in, like, bean fields?
Maybe they have a grudge against corn. It's because no matter how much you chew it, it still comes out as kernels in your poop.
Yeah. Why do we eat corn if we can't
it's
digest
so
it?
Good.
Hey, that's what links this. If you come face to face with an alien, you said to yourself,
I'll poop a little.
Poop a little.
Yes.
Perhaps they find your stool, they examine it, and they wonder, what the fuck are these? Everyone's poop is all weird and whatnot, but these always remain. And then they find out that's corn.
And they're like, fuck you, corn!
From corn stalks.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah, but then they find Google, and then they Google corn, but then they actually find Jonathan from the band Korn, and then they have a hatred for him, for like a hate of association.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. The UAP task force should investigate that.
Oh my God, what if Jonathan is the one in charge of the aliens?
Jonathan.
That's why he looks and sounds like that.
Have you ever seen his mic stand? It does look pretty alien.
See?
And a lot of the fucking instruments they use, can explain that.
Yeah.
They're not of this world.
The tour bus is probably a spaceship.
He walked on stage playing a fucking bagpipe, and I didn't know I needed to see that in my life. So I
Did you really need to see that?
I took out my bucket list and I wrote it down and scratched it off.
I thought you were going to say you took out your wiener.
Was it like an AC/DC cover of It's a Long Way to the Top?
Normally when a guy says, I took my out, I'm like, oh God, where's this going?
Are you horny?
No.
I took my phone out. Okay. I took my keys out.
Stop it, Josh.
He took out the actual bucket that had the paper in it.
Here it is.
He carries it with him wherever
fucking
he goes.
Sub-Zero?
No, I'm SpongeBob and Patrick after they went on that really scary roller coaster.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so, okay.
Scary roller coaster called life.
All right.
That's the worst.
Let's get down to serious business here. You segued pretty nicely here.
Birds!
Jesus.
That was a great bird. Couldn't tell if that was real or fake, just like the other fucking 10 billionaire on this planet. So this comes...
Beautiful, Josh.
From WGNTV.com.
Right. WGNT.
Springfield, Missouri. A crowd of people gathered in downtown Springfield, Missouri to attend the Birds Aren't Real rally. According to Peter...
Where did they do it? What state?
Oh, my God.
Springfield, Missouri.
I read one line.
No, okay, so Missouri? Listen. Springfield, like, this is the most Simpsons-esque thing to ever happen.
Yeah.
According to Peter McIndoe.
Sure.
I'm gonna say McIndoe. With according to Peter McIndoe, with the Birds Aren't Real movement, all birds in the United States were killed by the government and replaced by federal drones. Okay,
this a lot of birds to kill.
This is probably one of my favorite quotes I've heard in a long time. What makes me think that? I think the evidence is all around us. Birds sit on power lines. We believe they're charging on power lines. We believe that bird poop on cars is liquid tracking apparatus.
Matt, they're going to find your car.
Oh, my
car is
covered, man.
Here's the thing.
Oh, please. Here's the thing. I'm making this a fucking segment. Hold on. I'm going to add music.
I know.
I like how you added the sprinkle motion. Like they're gonna...
Well, like, so I know people are like, I know it's a joke, but you know there are people that believe this.
Oh, 100%.
And you know these people think it's serious. And that's why
oh, yeah.
I fucking hate
everything oh, yeah.
about
The only reason I'm just, talking about this is this weird fucking conspiracy about birds not being real. I mean, it's been around forever.
My sister raises birds. From like
so what
does
she think?
So she works for the government.
No.
Yeah. So does she like attach the wires and then puts their legs on and whatnot?
Maybe.
Tightens the little screws we can't see?
Puts in their micro SD card.
Yeah, exactly. Puts in the AAA. That's the
sweet.
No, it's a little watch battery.
Whatever.
They do little watch batteries.
The butthole...
Cloaca.
So if birds aren't real, what are chickens?
Huh?
I said if birds aren't real, what are chickens?
Dinosaurs. And those aren't real either because they're not in the Bible, apparently.
Boom. Done.
Per my grandmother.
The government buried the bones.
Government killed the dinosaurs, too.
No, but they were never real, man.
Yeah, what the fuck?
They made the bones out of
Well, people
out
that
of
read
model
the Bible
magic.
Think so. People that read the Bible pretty much think so. I shouldn't say everyone that reads the Bible thinks so. But I would say that most people that don't believe in dinosaurs have probably read the Bible.
Yeah.
I mean, there's unicorns in the Bible.
Although Brittany did say there are dinosaurs in the Bible.
Exactly.
She did say that. Brittany I haven't read that. The Bible.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Unicorns are literally mentioned like 5 different times in the Bible.
Hell,
I'm telling you, people that wrote that was just, they were high as shit the whole time.
The dude talked to a burning bush. Of course
tripping.
He was fucking high.
That was him lighting up.
Yeah.
That was ayahuasca right there. Mm-hmm. So, the movement, which has been fueled by online chatter as well as mysterious flyers posted in cities across the U.S., is currently on tour, and Springfield was its first stop. Crazy. Birds Aren't Real relies on internet-fueled guerrilla marketing to spread a silly message. Followers are poking fun at conspiracy theories like QAnon that have gone mainstream over the last few years. They're just pissed because QAnon...
Hi, Mom!
They're just pissed.
Are you kidding? She is not listening to this shit. She's like, fuck that bitch.
Oh my God. I hope
if you don't know, I have mommy and daddy issues.
Oh, fuck.
I hope they're listening from a bunker underground.
I hope so too. Are you kidding me?
God damn. Ooh, that caught me off guard.
You know what she's doing right now? She's probably tweaking her bird satellite.
And she's tightening her aluminum foil hat. She's making the point a little sharper. So that way the birds can't land
on
it.
I like making fun, but for some reason I still feel bad.
Don't feel bad.
I ain't got fucking time for this. So, McIndoe is the creative muscle behind the avian-inspired conspiracy.
You gotta laugh or you'll cry, right?
Well, you could laugh and then cry. Like
that's true. I might cry later.
But it depends.
Just a psychotic break.
Happy tears, sad tears, you know. Yeah. So according to the National Audubon Society, he first went live with Birds Aren't Real in January of 2017 at the Memphis Women's March. That's where you went with it first.
Mm. Are like the birds in the Hunger Games? Aren't they like robots?
No, they're not robots. They're genetically modified. They're they're mockingjays, so they like repeat what they hear. But they can repeat it like perfectly, like they like a recording basically.
Okay.
But they're real birds, just like the Tracker Jackers, like what? Those scary giant killer bee things.
I feel like I can't remember what movie. I feel like there was a movie where like there was a bird that was like a camera.
Incredibles.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking.
It's the Incredibles.
Oh,
yeah, because they're all about that. That little bird's like.
Oh, yeah, it is right.
After since, they crash into the water and they get out on the island.
That's right. Okay, okay.
How since the fuck movement, do I remember that?
I don't know. Since the movement, it has started, it began, it has gained a large fan base with over 360,000 Reddit subscribers. How about that? Now, I would like to say I decided to go to birdsaren'treal.com.
Oh, my God.
You want to check out some of this merch? I kind of want a shirt. I'm not going to lie.
Do it.
Wait, they have merch?
They have merch. They have hats, birds.
Oh my God,
real.
I want the shirt.
I want this one right here that says, I want this one that says, pigeons are liars.
That is the most adorable fucking drawing
ever. I want this shirt.
I like them both, honestly. I like the I am a lie.
But there's more.
Ooh.
We got different types of bird drones of North America. Bird watching shirt. It says, bird watching goes both ways, and the bird has binoculars. It has fucking binoculars.
Get that for your mom. She loves the bird watch.
That's true. She does. So, yeah, featured activism apparel is what they call it. You could support this movement. You know, I don't think it hurts that much.
No.
I don't think it hurts too bad. What the hell is Poultrygate? Oh, that's a fucking post on here. I'm not even looking in the poultry gate, but I do kind of want a shirt that says pigeons are liars. But yeah, that's some good birds aren't real.
What about geese?
News.
They're just fucking terrorists.
I wish they weren't real.
Like, imagine if geese really were like bionic.
God, I have seen terrifying. Them get in fights with cars.
Like laser beams.
They're stupid.
Uh-huh.
They're fucking
just
stupid.
The way they are, they can't help it.
Stupid.
They're just born that way.
Oh my God.
I mean, I'm full of a lot of rage. I just can't show it like that.
Are you a rat in a cage?
Yep. I sure am.
You Nicolas Cage?
I wish.
Nicolas Caged free eggs? I don't know. I'm just trying to think of things that have cage in it. Did that not work? Was that not suitable for this podcast? Too much? Yeah, Josh is giving that look. I'm moving on. So now I'm going to go to NBCPhiladelphia.com. Okay, everyone brace yourselves for this. If you thought the last one was kind of fucked up, maybe this one will... beat it. Pennsylvania, okay? So we can talk to Brandon about this. Philadelphia police break up an exorcism in Home Depot lumber aisle.
That song better have been playing in the background the whole time they were doing that. The exorcism.
I hope so.
That would have been dope.
That would have been much better. God, that song slaps, man.
It really do.
So, the Dixon City Police say a group was holding an exorcism for the dead trees in the store's lumber aisle.
Oh, my fucking God. What do they want them to do? Just take root and start growing again?
Yeah,
in the concrete?
Hold the fuck. Hold the fuck on.
Here's the thing.
No, there's no thing. I'm trying. I need a minute.
Do you need another drink?
Yeah, I got a little bit right here if you want some more.
Hey,
you need
to
refuel?
Have a futon to sleep on.
Do I need to change your battery, you drone?
I mean, if you were a robot, you might not even know it.
Don't do that to me.
Just saying.
Don't do that
to
me. We just watched Loki.
I don't need those
cut that shit out.
Kind of breakdowns.
We're all just holograms.
That's true. You can finish that.
You're going to give me a fucking psychotic break and I'm going to freak out.
Okay, fine. You're just a holographic meatloaf that Karen makes for Plankton.
Freak out. Okay.
Okay, so straight out of a Conjuring movie, police in Lackawanna. That's fun to say. Police in Lackawanna County announced they broke up a reported exorcism that happened inside a Home Depot in Dixon City Tuesday. According to a Dixon City Police Department Facebook post, the paranormal incident happened around 3:26 p.m. on Monday when police were called to reports of disorderly people in the store's lumber aisle. Wonder how in hell that call went.
Oh, God. I just...
Were they chanting?
Once they arrived, police say a group was reportedly performing an exorcism for the dead trees within the aisle. The department's Facebook post has upwards of 300 comments and 746 shares, with some people commenting that the group really wanted to take possession of that lumber.
Here's the thing.
I mean, lumber prices are sky high.
The group was later escorted out by police and no arrests were announced. Josh said it again. Here's the thing. Do it.
I guarantee these people live in houses that are made of wood.
It could be brick. Shh. It could be all brick. I know pretty much any brick house is made with wood as well. Duh. But it could be all brick. Maybe it's a straw hut.
Or
you ever,
they live in a nicely padded red, white, room. Oh,
Three Little Pigs, dude. Three Little Pigs. Come on.
I'm just going to assume.
Okay.
I'm going to make an ass out of you and me.
What the hell am I looking at here? Well, I went to the Dixon City Police Department page to the post, and I thought it would just say what's going on. But it just has, like their entire catalog on June 21st, 2021 of what they did that entire day. That's what this post is. 12:06 a.m., assist to Scranton Police in the 800 block of Boulevard Avenue looking for a juvenile. Let's go down here. They're looking for a suspicious person. 8:36 a.m., the Dollar Tree lot looking for a dog waste complaint. It's a good use for taxpayers' dollars.
Who the fuck calls the cops for dog shit?
I don't know. Yeah, there's animal poo out here. Call the police for that. Good waste of taxpayer money.
Slow day.
Let's see. Blocking a traffic stop. Here we go. Another. Wow, there's a lot of blocking traffic stops. Chuck E. Cheese for an alarm. 3:26. Yeah, Home Depot.
All their pizzas recycled.
Having an exorcism in the lumber aisle for dead trees. They were eventually.
When you say four dead trees, are they trying to exorcise the souls of the dead trees, or are they doing it in favor of the trees?
I think so. I think they think everything is living. I mean, it technically was. It's nature.
Are they fucking druids?
They could be druids.
I doubt they're that.
Some
kind
of shaman.
They could be pan.
Dude,
right?
if they were
they could be
okay,
pagan.
Listen. Yeah. If they were druids, I would join them, but they're probably not. They're probably fake.
Why no one caught a video of this exorcism? Is totally beyond me.
You should have called Zach Bagans, not the cops. He could have helped you.
Oh, my God.
Zach, if you're hearing this, you need to put your number out there.
I want one of these haunted pieces of wood for my museum.
Dude, they need to have him on speed dial in every Home Depot.
You need to have some sort of Ghost Adventures hotline that people can get to you on.
And instead of like the bat logo in the sky, it's just like a little
fucking
ghost.
Fucking Zach logo?
No, it's a little ghost. Oh. No, it's like a cross from like one of the Kohl's shirts with like bedazzled.
I thought maybe it'd be like spiked hair.
Yeah.
Do you think he ever had frosted tips? He looks like a frosted.
Oh, I'm sure. Probably like in 2001.
Probably.
I wonder what happens if I Google Zach.
You know
Baggins.
He has a music career.
That doesn't surprise me.
Brittany showed me that, and it's like from 2012 or 2013, so it's a while ago. But there's literally a song that's like, "I was scared." In my dungeon. He kept just saying, in my dungeon. And like all of the, you know, quote unquote lyrics were just like lines sampled from the show.
Oh, really?
On top of like some like, God. It sounded like grungy, like mechanical type rock meets pop.
Impressively
like,
enough, Google doesn't give me anything.
Wow.
Like underground goth dance club is kind of what it sounded like.
Huh.
And it's like, there's a demon down here.
Oh, God damn
in
it.
In my dungeon. He just keeps like saying shit like that. In my dungeon.
Google probably removed those
so
searches
cringy.
On purpose.
Brittany found it on like.
No, not that.
No.
The frosted tips.
Yeah.
As if that man couldn't get more, as Owen Wilson would
amazing.
Say.
Amazing.
Wow.
I don't
know.
I have.
You know how many times I was watching Loki and I was like, come on, Owen, do it. I wanted him
he
to go, wow.
Or
go like.
At one point, I was like, that's it.
Ka-chow. Anything in ow, he does.
He said how.
Perfectly. He does how. But yeah. I want him to say either wow or ka-chow.
They're not going to do that.
Lightning McQueen. On MSN.com here, it says that there were two people hanging out in the lumber department doing their little exorcism thing, the officer said.
You know.
Some people at the store started panicking. Are picking up that something was happening that was not necessarily normal. Well, yeah, I'd say so. Police were called to the store and they were escorted to the building. Out of the building, it was a seance type of thing for the dead. The individuals in question will not be charged. Well, that's good. I don't think they should be charged. The exorcism incident was surrounded by other far more normal police-related incidents, forcing readers to do a double take. That's talking about the Facebook post. Just like me, because I was like, wow, check that out. Dog poop in a Dollar Tree parking lot. Can you elaborate a little more on the alleged exorcism in the lumber aisle? One commenter asked. Another wrote, please, may I have a crumb of context and also the body cam footage of the Home Depot? This
it
person
was probably coincidentally not working or turned off.
Oh yeah, this person.
Yeah, never mind.
It says they joked here, but maybe this person's like really concerned. It says sometimes I think the 2x4s in my garage are possessed.
Maybe.
Why did you,
with an ent
spirit?
Why
did you kill us? Why did you cut us down? We were just.
Why didn't
growing.
You just do your homework?
Why, SpongeBob?
Oh, good.
Why?
Oh, good. Microsoft News poll right here. Have you seen a group of people try to perform an exorcism on lumber before? Yes.
No.
Yes. Once. No. Not at all. Maybe. I'm not quite sure. Or other know. Does not apply.
I want to do like the maybe. Like, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
I kind of just want to go to Home Depot now. I want to be that guy.
Let's go. Oh,
Jesus.
Let's put on our New Balances and tube socks and let's head out.
I want to glue a bunch of leaves to me and draw some like runes on me and whatnot and start just slapping shit while making noises.
You put a spell on her, she's stunned.
It worked.
I just don't have anything to say to you.
It worked. But okay, so that does it for TFR news.
Aww.
That's all I could really find today. I mean, a bunch was like
today. You just looked up shit today?
No,
and last night.
And days before. Shush. Shush. But no. Most of anything else I found.
I hit my mic.
Most of anything else I found was just like, oh my God, check out this photograph of a horse. Like a ghostly, like spirit horse. And of course, it's just this weird fucking blob in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, is it the 5G horse?
I love that picture. I love that fucking picture, man. But no, there really wasn't too much. And I just tried to catch up on some things that's happened in the past weeks, like the UAP report and Australia saying, here, this is what we got. Hell, I think even over, oh God, where was it? I don't know if it was like specifically like Britain or what, or maybe it was just somewhere in Europe. They were checking out our UAP report, and I thought they kind of released their own sort of thing on their own UAP reports. But nonetheless, no matter what reports are released and what case files are declassified for people to look into, everyone just goes, I don't know. I no clue. No, that's my best Australian accent.
I have something.
Chris Hemsworth taught me.
You're never
I have something
gonna
I can
be
add. So, as you two know, I went to a con this past weekend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Indie Pop Con.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I came across the booth called MetaZoo.
Ooh.
It's literally like a trading card game that these guys created.
Oh, that's cool.
Kind of like pretty much like Pokemon Magic and stuff like that, but it's all
like
cryptid
those.
Theme.
Ooh.
And I think it's at my house now. But I got a free little pack of cards because they saw my Mothman tattoo.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
That means I need a cryptid
they're
tattoo.
They're super, super cool. But yeah, MetaZoo, check it out. The art's super cool. They have all kinds of different like collector cards and stuff like that, like holographics and stuff. But they were showing me some and they got like the the little Nightcrawlers, the Fresno Nightcrawlers.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
got Mothman. They got like the Fire Salamander. It's all kinds
I'm about
of,
to say, I'm sure they have cool. some obscure ones.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of like an actual game, like battling it out kind of deal.
Yeah. Like, and, like they
magic
all have, like,
and all that.
They all have different abilities and stuff like that. I mean, like, here's one of the main pictures that they showed.
Whoa.
And like, I really like the art style. Like, it's super cartoony looking, but I dig it.
No, I like that. I'm going to buy it right now.
Yeah,
I kind of do.
I love the little
they literally
old school,
look just like Pokemon.
Old school,
yeah,
kind of like watercolor sort of washed
yeah.
out look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Go check out MetaZoo TCG trading card game. If you guys like cryptids out there, I had no idea about it until 10 seconds ago. You had my genuine reaction. Wow.
Yeah, like look at the little Flatwoods monster. Aww. It's so fucking cute.
I'm going now. I can't wait any longer. I need to spend money. Cryptid Nation first edition available 7/30/21 at an LGS near you. I guess that means local game store. Dude, I wonder if this is at YottaQuest down the road.
Shout out YottaQuest.
Hell yeah, YottaQuest is awesome. Okay.
But yeah, I just thought it fitting for the show.
No, I like it. Dude, this is fucking the Loveland Frogman. It's called the Loveland Mailman on their website. The special delivery. What is going on? All right. Well, I'm going to get off here and check this out. So I have been Matthew. That has been Josh.
Ah.
This has been Cassandra.
Mm-hmm.
And that's we have funny. Been TFR. This has been TFR News.
Hey.
And we love you all. We hope you enjoyed the show. We hope you'll stick around, obviously, for the next show. If you're bored and haven't listened to much of our
Josh,
back catalog.
Put your clothes on.
go ahead and check that back catalog
sorry,
out.
Sorry, thought we were done.
We got Skinwalker Ranch. We got some Roswell, which we'll have some more Roswell coming up new. Oh, yeah, we'll revisit it. I got more information here I got to talk about. Yeah, be a fun time. Can't wait for you guys to hear it all. And, yeah, I am Matthew, and I am going to project sign off.
Fuck.
Yeah! There I go. Bye.
Womp, womp. Bye.